But hello, Tebow, our complete Fox Truly Whiskey monitoring.
WDHJVQ, Petoskey, Michigan.
Good morning.
Well, so far, so good. Looks like rain, looks like nice weather, so who's going to win?
Oh, it's for sure. Well, it's about 62 here, and yeah, it is a cloudy day so far, so nothing to complain about.
No, sir, as long as you can breathe the air, it's great. Where are you located?
My location is Sault Ste. Marie.
Beautiful place, one of my favorites.
Hey, for sure. So, yeah, just slowly getting ready to head to church. So I think it starts at 11:30. Nope. Yeah, so 11:30, somewhere in there. Not to look. Life probably knows. But other than that, just got out of the shower, had some coffee, and all that good stuff. So even did finish my laundry from last night. And yeah, the storm that went through here wasn't much of a storm what time it got here, so that's good. And had one wind gust up to 18 miles per hour, but that was like 3 o'clock this morning, so that ain't too bad. Just dropped some rain on us.
Yeah, I didn't even hear any thunder or anything here whatsoever. Of course, I'm a heavy sleeper. 81 years old, so things don't bother me too much.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's not about staying up, but my eyelids must overcome. So I end up falling asleep and didn't wake up till about 7 this morning, so 7:30-ish. So, yeah, I didn't hear anything either.
I'm a person who loves good old thunderstorms. And these radars and everything else, I think, are chasing the storms away from here. Because we didn't have too many this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was kind of light on the lightning, so. Yeah. But, as soon as we know, you know, where the wet season's going to be here, and it's going to get colder, and all that white stuff's going to be floating down, so. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'll say you ruined my day. Not looking forward to it at all. Hard for me to get around. And I loved winter and I love summer, but nowadays I just don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. So. But, anywho. Yeah, I don't know. So, I even made it outside a little bit this morning, so. I was going to go check the garden, but I didn't do that yet. See if there's any more tomatoes ripe. Kind of slow on the ripening. All my tomato plants were, they took their time getting going this year for some reason. I don't know why, but. And some of them didn't even come up. They were going good, and some didn't even, yeah, they didn't produce anything. And probably a little died. So. Think about pulling the potatoes. I think they should probably be done by now. I think I'll take out the potatoes.
Well, it sounds like you got some pretty good projects there. That's good. Yeah, okay, I used to do that a long time ago, but apartment living now, and then kind of live right here in the apartment 24/7, and being the age and stuff like that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. you growing your tomatoes in pots.
There you go.
Yeah, I've seen not a lot of that. I worked at an apartment complex, and that's what some of the guys would do. They would grow their tomatoes in the pots and plants or whatever, and have a little bit of fresh produce that way.
Yeah, I used to be a maintenance guy in an apartment. I loved it, and many surprising things happened that you can't imagine.
Yeah. It happens. But anywho, not much else going on here, so just kind of listening to the radio and figuring out something to call. It's just kind of quiet. So, yeah, thanks for coming back to me, and I'm sure we'll hear you on here again.
Yeah, I usually stand by on the local repeater, WHCC, and on Sutchmanville, 82. And I was kind of wandering around looking for people, too, and I heard you there, so I thought I'd give you a call back.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah. Anyways, I don't know if I caught your name there, but anyway, my name's Brad.
Real good, Brad. My name's Richard in Petoskey, Michigan. Of course, I said that earlier, but real good talking to you, too. Thank you for the call back, and you're always welcome to give me a call, because I'm here 24/7, pretty much always. So, talk to you later. WDAJVQ.
Hey, very good. Yeah, 7-3.
K-E-8-F-2-W. This is W-8-R-R-M in Gaylord. Anybody out there on the air today?
Good morning. W-D-8-J-V-Q Petoskey. Richard.
Go ahead, sir. W-8-R-R-M here. Roger in Gaylord. How are you doing today?
Hi, Roger. Glad to meet you. Yeah, I used to work down at the radio station eon years ago. So, yeah, I know a little bit about Gaylord. Always enjoyed it. And, nice day.
You enjoying that nice cool wind coming to the north? I know I sure am.
Yeah, it's nice. You can stick your head out the door and still breathe.
Yeah, I don't do good in the heat, and the last month has been pretty hard on me, except for a couple of days, Roger.
Well, I can sympathize with that. I was lucky. I have a nice apartment, and it's nice and cool, even without the air conditioner going, and I made it through pretty good. I could breathe and move, and a no-sweat situation, I guess. But, oh well, last year, yeah, the year before, and some of those cool ones, everybody was wishing for heat.
Yeah, it is pretty nice to be able to breathe again. I think the real hot days are just about getting over with. It's snowing again in Montana today, so all that cold weather is going to be heading this way fairly short.
Well, thanks for the warning. I try to follow it pretty close to what it's going to do, and I enjoyed summer just inside with different projects. And but wintertime, I just don't like. It's hard for me to move around. I don't get out at all. And when I do, it's a job.
Yeah, I don't get out too much. I just stay in my apartment, keep to myself since I retired, play here on the 2-meter. I can't use my HF in my apartment. It's too noisy here in Gaylord. And the part of Gaylord I live in, there's just too much noise. Hell, on HF, I got a 20 dB noise level that you can't get rid of.
Well, that seems to be the norm of most apartments and houses and everything because of all this LED stuff. I mean, they make up such a static field and everything else, and you have your everything's computerized, and you get eons of interference with that.
Well, it seems like to me with all the technology they've got now on the world, especially with Kenwood, ICOM, and Yaesu, they could come up with a way to get rid of all the man-made noise in their HF rigs. I don't understand why they don't enhance them that way also myself, but maybe it's only a matter of time before they decide to do it. I don't know. I sure would like to see them do it. I'm taking all my HF equipment to the swap meet on the 28th of this month that we have here in Gaylord, and figure I can't use it. I don't seem to buy another house at my age, so I might as well get rid of it.
Yeah, I understand that entirely, but sometimes you just have to do it. I snuck an outside antenna in this apartment. I live on the bottom floor, and I got it out alongside the building, and people don't really even think it's there. It's just a real short, not a hustler. Anyway, it's one of these fiberglass ones, vertical, and it's only about 4 foot tall, and I have it mounted on a piece of pipe up next to the corner of the building.
Well, getting into this Charlevoix repeater from Petoskey ain't too bad for you, really, with that short of an antenna. I put a short one in my apartment. I bought a J-pole, bolted it right to the wall in my apartment, and that's what I use. It seems to do pretty good. I'm very happy with this J-pole. If I'm ever lucky enough to acquire another small piece of property somewhere, I'll put one up about 80 foot and never regret it. I can tell just by the way this J-pole works. It's the greatest investment in amateur radio I've ever made.
Well, I tell you, I agree with you there. And I just got this Yaesu here a couple of weeks ago, and it's very nice. It's a newer one. Just been used once, I think, and I got a hold of it, and it's doing a good job. It's quiet, it's heavy, it's shielded. I think they did a pretty good job in it, but microphone's hard to hang on, but it does work. It's quiet as far as static goes and everything. I was quite surprised. So they're building the filtering better for the radios, and probably the other stuff will come along in time, because I don't think they can hit everything to filter it out. I kind of have that feeling.
W8RRM here. Yeah. Do you have a noise floor there out of your apartment with that antenna that close to the building? I got about a steady 3 level down here for a noise floor all the time, no matter what. That's a far cry from 20 dB on HF, you know?
Yeah, I think it's the same. You know, I turn the scopes over, you can hear a noise in there just barely. But I'm right out of the corner, and there's no other apartment buildings real close to this one, within, you know, probably just a rough guess, 500 feet, maybe, or less. But it's just really quiet compared to other places. I had a home, probably like you did, and then I had to give it up, and I had antennas, I had room to put wires up, I had everything, HF, the whole works. And when we moved here, of course, you don't have anything. So I've been very lucky. I can hit most all the repeaters around in Emmett County and the Charolais, and I just talked to a guy up in the Sioux, which was nice, and several other ones. So I am lucky in that respect. And I know quite a few people over the years, and some aren't with us anymore. But it's just a lot of fun.
My son called while you were making that last train. I'm going to have to get off of here for a bit. You have a good day, and thank you for the cue call. This is Roger and Gaylord, W8RRM, and we'll catch you again, okay?
Real good, Roger. Good talking to you. WD8JVQ 73.
W8RPM, WJ8R.
Yeah, it's just
KI7QMD, KI7QMD, KCAVSU, portable VMR. I know you're in there, but you're not making it, dude. It can receive good, but hearing's a whole nother thing. I'm on portable on the VMR side.
Hey there, Toby. I just went into a hole for a minute.
Okay. Well, I'm on. Hold on a minute. Let me turn down the air radio. I'm on portable on VMR side of it. The VMR better than I can on the 2 meter side. It doesn't have great range at all unless you're on a base. At times I can get into it sometimes for here, but it's just not high enough and for out this far.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm on 72 over near the Kubota tractor place, so it's not too bad over here. You hear me okay?
I can hear you better now, but yeah, it's like here. I can't hit the 2.6, even from here on even my base antenna. Sometimes I'm in there. It just depends. Like I said, that's why I bought the Anytone VMR radio, so I can get into it. The 442.5 in Travers is set up for the link system, so it's nice having the DMR here.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I'm on Williamsburg Road now. I'm just trying to check what the signal strength looks like on my way down to Travers City. I'm heading down towards the airport, so that's where I am up there. But now that I got the offset.
I'm totally losing you, Bob. Totally losing you. KI7QMD, KCAVSU, 73.
7-3-KI-7-QMD. KI7QMD mobile listening on 2-6. Good morning. W8SAS.
with the monitoring portable, Susan, right? No audio. Try it again. K-E-A-S-A-W, monitor.
W8NSA, W8NSA.
W8QNIQB.
This is W8NSA.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Whiskey X-Ray Mike. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing well, Steve. I guess I'm starting to get the new software under control.
Oh, good. I'm not sure what con group this is. Looks like Sweden or something. 2416. I'm also on 31266, which is Michigan Net Channel, the Brandmeister. So I don't know what this one is for.
Well, I believe it's the linked repeater net up here, unless I transpose some numbers or something. But I believe it's a local talk group here in Northern Michigan. Over.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay, I guess I don't know a whole lot about that stuff, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, so hopefully, you're getting your software and stuff for that, and hopefully everything else is going well. I'm out here at the camp. I got to watch dogs. I'm just kicked off on me, so I got to go find it. But I'm glad I can hit the repeater. Back over to Jim, this PC, go to get some.
What is W8NSA? Okay, fine, Steve. Yeah, I'll double-check the talk group number. I'm known to be pretty dyslexic, so I tend to move numbers around, so who knows where I really am. Okay, and did you take the man pack out? Were you operating HF? Over.
Let me try this again. Maybe I didn't get on the right talk group. Let me see if I got the right talk group. Back over to Jim.
Yep, good copy that time. I wondered where you went. I thought maybe you were out chasing a dog. Yeah, the question was, did you bring the man pack out and play HF? Over.
No, I forgot the large man pack, but I did bring the G90 over, and I still need to get a generator over here to run it. So if I don't have a large enough, I used to have a battery pack that was working for the G90, but it stopped charging, so we only had it for like 5 or 4 years, so I'm not sure why it ran out, but anyway. Well, but you have a generator over here, just have to go get it, but I just haven't had time to maybe set dogs and do that at the same time, so I try to keep them in their tent, but then they want to be outside their tent, so, but anyway, yep. Hopefully I can get some time on to go get that stuff set up, stuff with G90. But that's 20 watts. It's about the same thing. So that works. Back over to Jim.
KC8WXM, this is W8NSA. Okay, Steve. Yeah, I understand about the dogs wanting to be out and fooling around. I don't blame them. It's cool, nice weather. Actually, a little too cool for me now. Okay, on the G90 and the generator issue. So, yeah, won't keep you. Thanks for answering me here. I've been stumbling through the new software for the new HT, and I haven't even started the mobile yet. and that's a totally different radio, so probably everything I've learned today is useless, but it's good to know that at least it's working at least this much so I can participate with the group up here. Anyhow, we'll let you go. Thanks, Steve, again for answering, and yeah, we'll touch bases with you, and I did send you a text on WhatsApp, and that's got the information we talked about before, so have a good day. Glad you had a good weekend out there, and have a great day. KC8WXM, this is W8NSA.
Thanks, Jim, for the QSO, and glad you're on back on DMR. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yep, yeah, it is kind of windy out here. Burning, and I had to stop doing some of that, so, but I got 200 of them done. Besides that, I'm not doing any more. It's just too windy, and it can get big really quick. So, yep, I'm going to just watch dogs, and Carol should be on her way soon. She had a kind of, my son locked her out of the house, and she didn't have a key because she has a vehicle, and she had trouble getting in the house. But she's on her way now. But, yeah, thanks for the QSO, and I hope you have a good weekend, too, and have a good Labor Day. KC8WXM, 7-3s.
7-3, Steve, W8NSA.
Oh, yeah, and I did get that message on WhatsApp, Jim. Yeah, and if you look me up on APRS.fi, it should be the KC8WXM-7 is my 878, so it should be showing up with the correct spot.
7-3. Yo, this is RRM. Anybody out there today? W8RRM is listening. Anybody around? I'll be standing by and listening.
Mobile
W8RRM here. Well, I thought I heard a mobile make a call when I was in the other room. Maybe I didn't. W8RRM will be listening.
8YX Portable, Mile or somewhere.
Good evening, radio. This is W8RRM and Gaylord. On tonight? Whoever was just... You had no audio. W8RRM listening. Thank you. Hello, radio. This is WARRM. Anybody about? Golly day. Nobody's up to W8RRM listening. Anybody got a copy on W8RRM here in Gaylord tonight?